Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's another great get-together, a couple of get-togethers coming up for Stratford Walking Tours. Joining us on the phone line with all the details is Lori Ledoux. Good morning, Lori.
Hi, Jamie.
Lori, you've got a big weekend coming up. You have two big events happening, something very special for Valentine's Day, first off. What's happening?
That's right, Jamie. On Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, I am offering a ghost walk with my company, Stratford Walking Tours. They were very popular last fall. Many of them sold out. So to kind of get us over the February blahs and the winter blues, I thought I'd offer something fun for Valentine's Day and have a ghost walk.
It sounds great. Now, you don't often think of Valentine's Day and ghosts in the same sentence. Why did you put something like this together?
More just for interest sake, for fun. We've had a rough winter in Stratford and Perth County, so it'd be good to get outdoors. Family Day weekend, looking for something to do. People have an activity, and it kind of is a little bit in jest. The mood of love, Valentine's Day, coupled with a ghost tour, kind of made a lot of a fun event.
Oh, absolutely. And people love ghost tours. Can you give us a sample? Do I understand Stratford Jail is going to be one of the spots on the tour? Is that right?
That's right. The Stratford Jail, I think it is right up there on the list with the Queen's Inn and the Avon Theatre as being some of the most haunted places in Stratford. And there's lots of tales about ghostly apparitions at the jail, including that, surprisingly, of a young girl who used to live there when her father was the jailer.
Okay, so you've got to get your tickets. This sounds like so much fun. It's a Valentine's Day ghost tour with Stratford Walking Tours, and tickets are available for this?
They are, yes, available on my website, stratfordwalkingtours.ca. You can purchase them online. $15 per person, that gets you about a one-hour tour, two-kilometer walk around the downtown.
And as you've mentioned, these ghost tours or Valentine's ghost tours have been quite popular. It just all seems to work.
It does. People really love a good ghost story.
Well, and with this kind of winter weather, again, a suggestion, dress warmly, but you'll have a lot of fun with that. We'll share the details, again, with StraffordWalkingTours.ca. So that's happening on Friday, and then for Saturday, February 15th, we got a very special walking tour that's happening.
That's right. One of my culinary tours, I'm offering that. Again, we're going to have a little bit of history and a little bit of hospitality, some food and drinks, making three stops downtown. As we wander around, learn some history, we warm up with some hot chocolate and a baked good at the livery yard and make a couple of other stops, and should be a good event and highlighting the great hospitality and services we have in Stratford.
And this is something that's been fairly new. How have they been going over these culinary tours? It's a great idea.
They've been going well. A little bit slow on the uptake, I do admit. And the winter is a little slower as well. In the summer, it was great. We could be outside and have some picnics, and people really enjoy that aspect. But I think going indoors for the winter is a good alternative. We can bundle up and stay warm together.
It's a perfect way to spend a family day weekend, again, with Stratford Walking Tours. So tickets are available for that. They're $65 per person, and that includes all food and beverages, tax gratuities, and the two-hour guided walk. There you go, Lori.
It does. It's a good deal. You get a lot of value for that $65 ticket price, I think.
And the perfect thing with the chilly weather, you get to make all these stops indoors and warm up a little bit on the way.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So, again, the stops include the Livery Yard, Mercer Kitchen, Beer Hall Hotel, and McLeod's Scottish Shop. Is that right?
That's right. McLeod's might seem a little bit unusual for a culinary stop, but it's a great opportunity, especially for people not familiar with the store, to explore it a bit, see all the great merchandise they have. But also, we get to take home a goodie bag with some special treats, some special food from the UK.
Oh, for sure. They've got lots of tasty treats inside McLeod's Scottish Shop. So that sounds like a lot of fun. It is set for Saturday, February 15th. Again, we'll pass along the details with StratfordWalkingTours.ca. Take advantage of these great, unique tours. And Lori, for you, I can imagine the research never really stops, because I'm sure you're always coming up with new discoveries, if you will.
Yes, that's a favorite part of mine, doing the research. I have a passion for history, especially local history, and I just love finding out new information, new stories, new details, and really enjoy that aspect.
So it's a Valentine's Day ghost walk course for February 14th, and then it's the Winter Culinary Walking Tour, Saturday, February 15th, and we'll share the links. And you can check out their Facebook page, too. Lots of updates. So, Lori, are you thinking now ahead? Of course, we look forward to these tours. Are you thinking ahead to warmer weather, spring and summer?
I am. I can't wait for the Shakespearean gardens to come out and bloom and for the snow to melt and for our visitors for the festival to come back and come on the tours and locals as well. Just to explore the city.
It's a great way to explore the city, enjoy some of the great history, and enjoy some of those stories that you just might not be familiar with or just haven't heard before. Again, Lori LeDuc with Stratford Walking Tours. Thanks so much for this, Lori. Continued success with these tours.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Appreciate it.